I'll be honest and say I'm never surprised by Liverpool fans reacting to things. That's one of the things that makes it a great club with great supporters. And I think everyone has the right to their opinion. I think what is surprising that after 9 months of dialogue, I think we feel and felt at the point of our announcement and continue to feel that what we tried to do and have done is create a range of ticket prices that has something for everyone. And, you know, when we started on this journey of looking what we might do with this new facility and, you know, new announcement, you know, the things that were key were finding more affordable tickets, addressing the issue of more younger fans in an ageing fan base and more local fans to preserve that uniquely Liverpool atmosphere and continue to grow it. And you know, if you look at the facts of our announcement this week, we feel that very much does that. You know, we've right at the bottom, we've got free tickets for school kids that are linked, that we, you know, we're going to work with local schools and be linked to attendance and attainment. We've got a £9 full price ticket for Category C matches, for the, you know, which probably will be the lowest in the league. We've got 1,000 tickets a game at half price for under 16 to 21 year olds. We've got 1,000 tickets per game for local people, so that we're, you know, we're able to feed the local market particularly. And then, you know, at a broader sense, 65% of season tickets coming down or staying flat, and 45% of match day tickets coming down. And, you know, the headline seems to have focused on a £77 ticket at Anfield, of which, you know, I think there's 200 for six of the top games in the best seat in the house, best general admission seat in the house. And I think that's the wrong thing to focus on. I think what you have to do is look at the facts, look right down through the spectrum of tickets we're offering, prices we're offering. As I say, most tickets are either freezing or coming down. And we've actually introduced a new range of very low price tickets to continue to feed the things that are important.
What would you say to those fans that are considering walking out in the 77th minute of the game against Sunderland?
You know, I think, as I said, I think, you know, I respect everyone's right to do what they feel is right. But I think for any fan who's listening or is thinking about that, you know, I would just say, you know, have a look at the facts. Have a look at, you know, you might be walking out for something that you're not quite, you know, understanding, because we don't feel that's the effect it's going to have on people. And I think, you know, Liverpool Football Club and Jurgen and the team and everybody has, you know, always said how lucky we are to have such a great support. And, you know, if people want to leave at 77 minutes, then I think that's disappointing. But it won't be, you know, it shouldn't be because they feel that the prices are wrong, because the prices, there's something for everyone in there. And I think, you know, if somebody wants to sit in the, you know, or sits in a position where there's a £77 ticket next season but can't afford that, we have another option for them. There's something for everyone. It's nobody's being priced out of the stadium. There is a seat for everyone at the right price. So, you know, I think that's the thing to look at. I think before you take that type of action and walk out during the 90 minutes of a Premier League game, I would say look at the facts.
Ian, some fans groups say that the club has missed an opportunity to give something back to the fans with this new ticketing restructure. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I'd say that's the thing that, you know, surprised us the most, because I think we've actually done the opposite. I think we've really taken the opportunity. You know, a lot of clubs don't engage in the dialogue that we've engaged in for nearly 9 months. A lot of clubs don't have a supporters committee that they meet with every 2 or 3 months and debate these types of issues. And we've done that. We've listened. Of course, we can't give everybody everything they want. You know, I have a responsibility as the chief executive to run the business and, you know, work very closely with my team here and with the owners to make sure we do the right things for our fans, but also the right things for the club. And, you know, the mix there is a really tough one to get right sometimes. I think we've got it right. I think we took the opportunity of listening. I think we took that opportunity and then translated that into the three core things we were asked to look at: more affordable tickets, more tickets for local people, and more tickets for young people. We've addressed all three of those issues, so I definitely don't think it's a missed opportunity.
And there are fears from people about being priced out from the game, local people in particular with their families as well. Some people would say that's what makes the club special with this new ticketing structure. Are you affecting what essentially makes this club really unique and special?
They're 100% right to say that you know, that's what makes this club unique and special. And we 100% address that. You know, as I said before, I think there's 20,000 tickets this coming season that will be specifically made a priority for local people. 20,000 tickets for, you know, young adults, and tickets, free tickets for school kids in the local area. So, you know, we're not pricing anyone out of the stadium. As I said, there's something for everyone. There's a price point for everyone. There's a real emphasis, which there hasn't been. I mean, I can't remember. I've been at the club nearly 10 years, and I can't remember a time where we've had this amount of focus on local fans, you know, new local fans and young fans. And that comes as a result, actually, of the investment that the club, the owners, have made in this new stand. We were never able to do it because there wasn't anywhere for anywhere to go. You know, it's easy for people to say you should let more kids in, but you can't let more kids in if you don't have more seats. For the first time in a long, long time, we have more capacity, and we're addressing that, or utilising that new capacity to address these core issues. So, you know, we're not missing any opportunity. We're actually taking that opportunity, or the, you know, the sort of bull by the horns, and using it to best effect.
If in the 77th minute tomorrow, vast numbers of people get up and do walk out, how damaging do you think that will be to sort of the argument you're trying to put across, and to sort of Liverpool's reputation in general?
Well, as I said, people have their own right to make their own decision to that. It can only be damaging to Liverpool if we've got it wrong. And somebody can define right and wrong in different ways. I think, you know, we have a responsibility to everyone who's a supporter of this football club, not just the 46,000 that attend tomorrow. And that is about, you know, managing the club in a sustainable way. You know, we've just spent over, or we're nearly finished spending over £100 million building this new facility, and we have to set a pricing policy that allows us to continue with the business plan that we set to build that facility. And that's what this does. But at the same time, it addresses the issues that were flagged to us. Now, if people want to protest because they didn't get everything they want, then I think that's a problem. But I don't understand why fans would want to do that. You know, we're in a great position now. We're going to, by this time in the in the summer of next year, we're going to have one of the biggest and best facilities in the country. We've got a great manager building a new team at Liverpool. We've got great owners who've, you know, that 100 million came interest-free. They don't take a single penny out of this football club. And I think people should be careful what they wish for. For those of us who are around when we didn't have these types of owners making these types of decisions, the club was in a real mess. And I think, you know, people should make their own decisions. But I feel absolutely that we've made the right decision, that we have everyone's best interests at heart, and that should continue.
I think the idea of the protest sort of came out of the fact that maybe most fan groups didn't think they were listened to enough in the consultation process. Is this sort of a gap that's never going to be breached? You know, they're always going to have their opinion. You mentioned right and wrong earlier. Is there ever going to be sort of an accord between what the club wants and what fans want?
Well, I think everyone wants something slightly different. So I think I'll go back to what I said earlier, which is we're very fortunate that we have a very regular dialogue with our supporters committee. We've only in the last 9 months had a specific sort of group that we brought together on ticketing. But in that group, supporters group, I think we have an excellent dialogue. I think it's probably more healthy than most football clubs. And I think that should continue and will continue. And I think as long as we're listening, look, we've always, even with the most vociferous of our fans who I either know or have, you know, had spent time with, we've always said, you know, we'll have to agree to disagree on some things. But at the core, you know, my job, as I said, is to deliver the most sustainable solution for the football club, and that's on and off the pitch. And I feel that we're doing that.